This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. An important ripple effect to understand from Nancy Pelosi's decision to try to impeach Donald Trump over this another made-up hoax, the total hoax of claiming that Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, when in truth, it was Joe Biden that pressured Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who was looking into the criminal conduct of Joe Biden's own son, Hunter Biden, who has received over $1 billion in bribes and payouts from countries all around the world, including China, because Joe Biden pressured them to pay his son. So you talk about corruption. I mean, that's the hilarity in all this, is that this attempt to take out Trump is going to expose the crimes of Joe Biden just in time for the 2020 election, by the way. Oh, and a prediction of mine is that I think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, by the way. She will be the Democrat nominee. That's my guess at this point. In fact, I predicted that months ago, but now I'm even more certain that that's the outcome we're looking at because Joe Biden is going down, which is sad to see because he was really going to give us an entertaining run here. I'm going to miss that old guy, his teeth falling out, his memory lapses. I'm going to miss the old demented Joe. He sure gave us a lot of, you know, laughter value from the Democrats. But anyway, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren most likely, which means we're going to have a fake Indian, you know, a fake Native American, Pocahontas, running against President Trump. But that's not the focus of this podcast. This is about the fact that Nancy Pelosi is willing to push America into a civil war to try to impeach Trump. So if you think about impeachment, what it really is this lunatic left-wing, you know, fringe element trying to overrule the election yet again. Remember when the American people elected Trump in 2016? Remember that? And he won by a huge margin in the Electoral College, which is how presidents get elected so that there's representation across rural America. And by the way, the Democrats, of course, forged a bunch of votes, so you can't even count the so-called popular vote, because a lot of those votes are illegals voting, because that's what Democrats do. They sign up all the illegals to vote in the election. Then they claim, oh, we won the popular vote. No, not if you don't count illegals, you didn't. By the way, you take out, you know, your 7 million illegal votes, and guess what? You didn't even win the popular vote. But anyway, remember when Trump won the election? The American people voted him in. And then, of course, the Democrats just totally freaked out, and they decided to try to interfere with that result. The Democrats, they cannot function in a civil society. They don't abide by any rules whatsoever. They don't abide by any elections unless they win them. If their opponents win, the Democrats say, well, that doesn't count. And we're going to interfere with that. We're going to overrule that. And so they try to do that. They try to convince all the Electoral College representatives, what are they called? The electoral voters, to change their votes. And then they tried to have a big rally to interfere with the inauguration. And ever since Trump was inaugurated, they've been running this fake Russia collusion hoax, this Spygate hoax to try to get him out of office. The whole thing was staged and rigged. The Obama administration put spies into the Trump campaign. James Comey was running illegal leaks. It was all a massive corrupt surveillance operation, totally violating laws of the U.S. government to try to get Trump. It was just basically Operation Get Trump. And at every step, they failed. Well, now they're just trying again with impeachment. Impeachment is the Democrats thumbing their noses at, you know, the American people and saying yet again that they hate you, they hate your votes, they hate America, and they're going to do anything and everything to get Trump out of office no matter what it takes. This is what Democrats are committed to at this point. But in doing so, there's a risk that they may push America over the line, that they may finally trigger a kind of enough is enough point, a tipping point for the American people, who consist of millions of veterans, by the way, millions of members of law enforcement, all of whom have sworn an oath to defend America against domestic enemies. Never forget that. Every member of law enforcement, federal, state, local, and every member of the military has sworn an oath to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the Democrats, with this latest maneuver to try to overthrow our republic, they are clearly putting themselves in the category of domestic enemies. They do not have any law on their side. They are making everything up. They are flinging false accusations and hoping they will stick. They are lying. They are breaking the rules. They are pressuring, witnesses. They're putting spies all around Trump still, like this so-called whistleblower who's nothing but another deep state spy, spying on the president. I mean, that's what they're doing. And it's becoming increasingly clear to the American people that these Democrats, these insane, lunatic, lawless Democrats, that they really are enemies of the state. They're enemies of America. They're enemies of all of us. They are a clear and present danger to these United States of America. And it's time to remove them from power. It's time to stop them. It is time to reject their lawlessness and their false accusations. And it is time for Trump. Of course, he's not going to do this, but I would think it's a possibility maybe after he wins re-election, who knows. But it really is time, in my opinion, for Trump to issue mass arrests via the military police to go out and arrest these traitors who are running this attempted coup. In fact, if you think about it, the United States Constitution, I believe, gives the president the right to defend America against its enemies. And that, I believe, is what he needs to do. And I just hope that he has the courage to do it. I believe that maybe that day will come. Who knows? Because the Democrats are going to keep pushing. And it's clear that these Democrats will not stop until you lock them up and put them behind bars, indict them for running a criminal conspiracy coup, sedition, treason against America. That's what they are running. And they will not stop because they won't listen to reason. They won't listen to evidence. They won't listen to logic or the rule of law or anything. They are lawless. They are out of control. They are suffering from mass mental illness. They're hysterical loon bags. And they have to be stopped. And the only way to stop them, well, I guess there are a couple ways. I mean, one way would be to vote them completely out of office. But through the left-wing media, they've brainwashed enough left-wing lunatic voters that they can still probably keep a lot of Democrats in office. Because the New York Times is a fiction rag. And the Washington Post is a fake news rag. And CNN is nothing but fake news 24/7. So they're able to convince enough Democrats to keep voting for these lunatics that they're not going to get voted out of office. Well, the other way to remove them from power is to apply the laws of the land. Arrest them for sedition. Arrest them for their treason, for their corruption, for their violation of federal law with their illegal surveillance and their bribery. You know, all the things, all the crimes that they have committed, an endless list of serious crimes. And by the way, some of that may be coming because Trump gave the Department of Justice the power to go ahead and release all the FISA warrant documents that are going to show the criminality of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, Barack Obama. It's going to show the criminality in black and white, plain as day. From that, perhaps there would be some criminal indictments. For example, it looks very likely that Andrew McCabe is going to be criminally indicted. In fact, I think the indictments are ready to go. They're just probably waiting for the right time. And when Andrew McCabe is indicted, he's going to roll. He's going to roll on all the other members of his little deep state cabal, and he's going to become a witness for the state. Well, actually, of course, the deep state will probably try to kill him first, just like they probably killed Jeffrey Epstein, perhaps. I mean, that seems to be the most likely explanation for what happened to Epstein, although some people think he's still alive. That's a possibility. But most likely, the deep state went in there and killed him. So if Andrew McCabe gets arrested, they're going to try to kill McCabe. Mark my words on that one. That's not even hard to predict, you know, to prevent him from speaking. So if the DOJ arrests McCabe, they need to keep him in protective custody 24/7, armed guard, nobody that can be compromised. You know, that's the only way they're going to keep him alive long enough to testify against Obama and Brennan and Comey and all the other crooks and traitors who need to be behind bars. But Nancy Pelosi is willing to risk it all. She's willing to risk civil war, which means that you better get ready. If you thought the need to prepare was important before, you need to double down and triple down on that right now. You better get ready to defend your country, to defend the rule of law, to defend your president if it comes to that. You better be ready to help support, you know, the law enforcement, National Guard, whatever is needed to conduct these investigations and make these arrests of the traitors who are trying to destroy this country from within. And it's time to clean them out using law enforcement, perhaps the National Guard, perhaps military police, whatever is the most appropriate and most lawful approach that needs to take place. And when that happens, Trump's going to need your support. Trump's going to need you to help maintain civility and the rule of law as the wheels of justice turn. And the wheels of justice are going to grind up these traitorous, seditious Democrats. They're going to grind them up and spit them out like processed hamburger. That's what's going to happen to these people, metaphorically speaking, in the wheels of justice, the meat grinder of justice, which really isn't typically involved in much justice at all, but perhaps we will see an exception to that. We'll have to wait and see. Or maybe you think I'm being overly optimistic here. Yeah, you might be right. I admit that maybe nothing will happen to these people, which will only make the American people more angry and more on board with reelecting Trump in the hopes of getting something done to clean up this country's corruption by Democrats. And the corrupt, you know, Obama years need to be exposed. We've got to clean this country up. And the only way to do that is to make sure that Trump remains in power and continues to drain the swamp as best he can, even as they're trying to destroy him at every opportunity. So watch closely, folks. There's a lot coming down. I cover this at newstarget.com. Of course, more podcasts at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. And of course, you know, read naturalnews.com. Read my website, censored.news, which now lists all the real-time headlines from over, I think it's over 16 websites now, banned news websites, including the Epoch Times. And we are now adding Forward Observer to that censored.news, by the way. So you'll be able to see all the important preparedness and tactical advice from a really smart guy who I think has been involved in special operations in the past. I'm not fully familiar with his history, but the people that I know him are special ops people. So he's probably got special ops background. We'll see. Maybe I'll interview the guy. Anyway, forwardobserver.com is his website, and that's going to be indexed on censored.news as well. So there's a lot of good stuff on censored.news. Check it out. Stay informed. You know, keep reading, keep listening, keep sharing. This history is unfolding before your very eyes here, and big things are coming down the pike here. Be ready. You know, keep your powder dry, as they say. Make sure you are ready for what's coming. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.